No one wants to f*** you, Paul.
Throw in a bikini and I might change my mind.
Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network.
Don't sound
back.
So excited.
We are back. We've got Sam and Chiz here. Like, we got.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. It's literally been months since I've sat here.
Is your hand just disappearing?
No, no, it's awesome. My hand's got this amazing green glow. It's like ectoplasm. You're breaking the fourth wall there, Sam. And nobody wants to be able to see that. So we've got Sam and Chiz here. They're here.
Hello.
Say good evening, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Evening, gentlemen.
Okay. That's pretty much all you're going to see of them. Both of them have requested that this is pretty much the level of visual that you get.
I said I didn't give a rat's bottom.
That's true, but the two of you need to kind of be together. So,
do we?
Well, otherwise I'm going to have three cameras.
We balance each other's hideousnesses,
you know,
out.
I fought hard to try and even find one, like two working cameras, let alone putting a third camera on so the three of you could sit in separate screens. Anyway, we're here. It's been a few months. I think the last official show we did was in November. We have had, obviously, we've had the Bash, and then we produced those two shows, the Evolve one, and what was the other game we played? Project Spark.
We have been on a 3-month brainstorming mission to come up with fantastic new content that no one will ever see because Paul told us it was too rude.
No.
It's
It was. But we've went through all these ideas and we have come up with this most amazing show, this new format. Effectively, what we've done is we've dropped a section that we talk about previews. That's pretty much all we've done.
Extra dicking about.
Yeah, basically. So,
are we allowed to say that word?
Yeah. I think so. I don't think that's a bleepable word.
Okay.
Anyway, so what we're going to do is Sam and Chiz have, they've already been playing Grand Theft Auto, so we can see behind us. Chiz is in a helicopter right now.
Change of view. Oh, there we go. I can't land.
So we can see a helicopter.
Well, in first person.
So Chiz is playing Grand Theft Auto 5 online just now. I don't know. Are you playing a heist just now? Or are you
nope. Just dicking about.
You're just playing. So we're going to land a helicopter. Yeah. Good.
And
as the
base jump your dude.
Oh,
with,
here we go.
Oh, he does have a parachute.
There we go. Right off we go. Yeah.
Oh, he always does that.
That was really poor.
There's a parachute
right.
That's
there.
Quite handy. So we're playing online. We're going to see if we can get a heist going at some point during the show, but we're going to do kind of news and everything
wait
like
for
that
it.
Going on.
Wait for it.
There he goes.
Wait for it.
This is my guy. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Way too early. What was that?
Oh,
he's going to try and put you through the gap.
Wait, he didn't say that until...
That motorbike was a lot better than the rubbish one that I had before. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's a heist. See if we can get this going.
All right, okay. So they're going to start a heist. Meantime, I'm just going to talk about a couple of kind of things. First of all, I should say, we had a comment on Google Plus from a gentleman named Anon McAnon.
How long ago?
Is this our only community? He is our community on Google
Plus. He's our community on Google Plus. No, there's two guys that have commented on Google Plus, and Chris, of course, as well. First of all... it was a huge bit of content on Google Plus. I'm not going to read it out. We all know how bad I am at reading these things out. Effectively, what I was saying was we hadn't researched the Gamergate story, and he was disappointed in us. while you had very valid points, you really did have very valid points, and we apologise that we did research it further.
Was he a new person to the show?
Exactly. We don't research anything. I mean, for you, if you want hard-hitting journalism that really gets to the nub of the fact, go in, I don't know, listen to one of the other podcasts that deal with that kind of stuff. If you want us just kind of, as Chiz rightly has said 2 or 3 times in this podcast, just dicking about, having a bit of fun, and we will mention some news articles and things like that, then this is the show for you. This is where you need to be. If you want hard-hitting journalism, then you're in the wrong place. But appreciate your feedback. Really, really do. If any of the rest of you want to give us any feedback or anything like that, iTunes is probably a good place to go. Put some reviews and stuff like that on iTunes. Please put stuff on Google Plus and we'll read it 3 months later. We never check Google Plus. It just so happens that I meandered across there the other day. Facebook page, probably the best place to go if you want to come and chat to us. And sometimes we do actually reply to your comments and things like that on Google Plus. What are you doing? Is this the heist that you're starting here, Chief?
Yep.
This lad's a really bad criminal. He's got it all laid out. It would be so easy to arrest him. He has all of the evidence right there.
Amazingly, we managed just to stumble straight into a full heist. Usually, we've done so fast, it's just one other person, and then you leave quickly because it takes ages to get a game going.
One of those people is hideous. Look at him. He is hideous.
That's Paul.
You. No, the one standing behind Paul. Overconfident
polymath. That looks a little bit like a young version of my cousin Scott in the kind of camel gear. Control freak. You know, you could totally have
look at him.
Yep, he's definitely got that FUD look.
Oh dear. Right, okay, and then you've got George Michael in the back there as well. Lucky you. And this guy sort of looks like if Tom Cruise and Nicolas Cage had a baby. Yada
yada yada. Oh, but
anyway, so while this rambling's going on, we're going to start the...
I think he looks like an angry version of Leslie Knope's husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can see that, I can see that. What's his, Adam Scott, I think his name is, isn't it?
I don't know nor care.
At least you're being honest, I guess. So, on into the news, we... All right, first Project Cars has finally kind of appeared for the Xbox One. Did you guys watch the video?
Well, I've already seen footage at Eurogamer.
Actually, the Xbox One version.
I played it. Need a
play in the Xbox One version?
Yeah.
So, the comfort... Okay. Actually, now that I think about it, I think I did as
well. Breaking news!
You saw the PC version,
yeah,
I think.
It was a PC version, but it was an Xbox One controller I played it on. It was Xbox One. So maybe... did you definitely play the Xbox One version?
Yeah, because... because I saw the PC version, the version I was playing wasn't as pretty, which I assumed was the Xbox One version, because I had a, well, Xbox One controller, but it was also on the other side next to it was the PS4 controller, so I assumed they had all three versions of it sitting there.
Okay. So in the video, this side, the video just behind me here, there's actually showing it. The main thing that I saw from it was, I mean, I'm not into kind of driving sims and things like that, but it kind of looked like Forza with rain. I mean, what else from your perspective, Chiz, was more beneficial about this?
Kind of depends how the cars feel.
Is it more sim? Like, it's more real?
It's more sim, and it's more like, rather than having to unlock everything as you're playing, you've got basically everything open to you, and you can basically play with loads and loads and loads of features. You can have, like, depending on some of the cars on the tracks, you can have up to, like, 45 cars on track. So you could technically set up a full Le Mans race that literally takes you 24 hours. But within...
I did see that, actually.
But within that race, you've got, like, there's three different races going at the same time, so you've got like the proper Le Mans cars and you've got slower cars, which are probably get overtaken by the faster ones, but they're not racing against them. It's like three different races happening on the same track at the same time.
There's something like 40 something cars you can have simultaneously as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's someone's quit right before it started.
We will get a heist. We'll try and get a heist during the course of the show. I haven't actually managed to do a heist yet because we tried last Wednesday we tried and it just failed miserably because we didn't get on.
Let's see if Steve's kicking about. Get him on.
Yeah. So it's Steve who is...
there he is. He's always on. Yep, and that's his character.
Guaranteed Steve will be on.
Is that a woman?
Yep.
Just wanted to check there wasn't a man in a mankini.
What's that noise?
Are there animals dying?
Is that my child screaming in the background? Okay, so we're doing
it's
prison.
It's weird that you didn't recognise that ball.
This is what happens when you don't put holes in the box.
So we're going to try and get a heist going at some point during the show, but we haven't managed yet. Anyway, so Project Cars is... so the article that I read suggested that we'd only seen demos so far on the PC and the PS4. So albeit you played a Eurogamer, EGX, I should say.
Yeah.
We've not seen a demo up till now that's been released.
Yeah, no, yeah. They've not.
There's Eurogamer, actually.
It's publicly shown anything until now, really.
Yeah.
For what they've shown, it does look better than what I played at. It was EGX. I thought it was a bit ropey, but it was still in development.
Yeah.
The more I've heard about this game and the more I've seen of it, I'm getting more and more. more and more considering picking it up, although I'm going to wait for reviews, but I know your brother's really keen on it.
Yeah, he is. He's really liking the idea of it. I think it's just the whole sim element that he's really looking forward to with it.
And plus, I've went and bought a steering wheel, so I mean, so get games I can use it with.
So, tell us about that steering wheel.
It's a Thrustmaster TX. Yep.
Thrustmaster.
I didn't get it from your usual shop. TX racing wheel.
That one on Coburn Street. Yeah. Whiplash Trash. Mm. Yeah.
The one which got your face is on the wall. It says banned.
Yeah. yeah, I made racing games. But you managed to get it for quite cheap, though, didn't you?
Well, it's an exhibition one, apparently, and, which means loads of people had their mitts on it.
Bet it should work.
Yeah.
It's come from Poland, though, so I don't really know.
Yeah. I hope it's coming. Wait, I hope it actually arrives.
Paid for it anyway.
Is there any way to turn the volume down coming
is
in my ears?
Sock?
Hey.
Hang on. Okay, sorry, Sam. We'll just stop the podcast so that you can get that.
That's better. It was just really, 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 really loud.
Okay, that's it better. Anyway, sorry. We just stopped the podcast for Sam to sort that out.
My ear was hurting. Okay. Now my toe hurts.
Have you managed to find anything yet? You're just meandering about now.
I thought we were in a thing.
You look shady. You're breaking the law. Stop running. You've decided we're going to put. Oh, yep.
He fell before you.
Oh, we've lost the picture.
You've lost the picture.
Oh, no, it's back.
Okay, back.
I appeared to have killed him off camera.
we saw it all here. It's okay.
Yeah, what I'm going to do.
Ewan's got a censoring button. Anytime something comes on.
Is it just my headset or is everyone sounding really crackly?
Yeah, it's. Ewan's got a little censoring button. I can't help but shout. I'm quite a vibrant young man.
Have you
enthusiasm?
Chiz, you're quite a big fan of God of War 3, despite the fact you don't like hack and slash games.
I didn't so much like the third one.
The many hack and slash games that he really enjoys, despite hating them.
I enjoyed 1 and 2, but I didn't think 3 was very good.
So apparently it's getting remastered. Yeah, so PS4, is that something you're going to pick up?
No, the remaster and the worst of them, which makes sense. It's do 1 and 2. Although I suppose they remastered 1 and 2 for the PS3, so it makes sense they'd remaster the PS3 one for the PS4.
Yeah, because it was originally released in 2010, it's the 10th anniversary last week for the PS3. And that's coming out July the 14th.
Stop phoning me, Brucey. I don't care about your shark sister.
Sorry, Santa Monica Studios.
Jesus Christ. Right.
I do kind of feel that me starting to do this news thing while you two are playing feels very forced. Are you feeling that?
I thought it was a terrible idea right at the beginning. That's why I asked.
Well, it kind of gives some conversation around you guys just farting about on Grand Theft Auto.
It does mean that we go off topic just constantly. There is no. So, Project Cars. Oh my god, what did Chiz just do?
Oh dear. Well, it's all good.
Daddy, why is he doing that?
on that subject, I guess. The Walking Dead Season 3 has got more content now.
Good.
Yeah. So apparently it's a bonus episode. Yeah. So they did this last year, didn't they?
Yeah, that like
400 days.
Yeah, 400 days. It was like a setup thing for Season 2.
Right.
Where your choices in that. Change the start of Season 2 for you slightly or whatever.
Is this somebody speaking over there?
Must be.
Somebody's got the Kinect switched on.
Yeah. It's clearly a young child playing Grand Theft Auto online.
I can't make out what they're saying.
It's a woman.
Oh, well, there we go. So we've got a guest on this week.
I think it's a woman.
I take it we've got the game volume turned down on the podcast. It's not overpowering.
I hope. No, I shouldn't be, but...
Come on, where's the fire?
Let us know if you can hear this and if the game volume's actually overpowering. I don't think it should be.
Okay. Oh, that was a bit of English there. It's all right.
No. It's all right. Is he singing now?
I don't know. We must be really close to him. I'm going to get in a car and escape him.
Yeah, just run away.
Your car's not far away.
Leave me alone, creepy child. Right.
Okay, anyway, so, so 400 God. Days, which bridged season 1 and 2.
It's a big thing, that.
Apparently. Yep.
You knocked your headset off.
No, I've just got it in one ear. The other one makes horrible noises.
What are you? Are you going anywhere?
Sorry, Chase, what were you saying?
Paul, news. Paul. What are you talking about? Continue.
Apparently, the kid is louder and clearer than any of us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, right.
Also, more interesting, so suck it out.
I wonder if I can check. Why is... I don't know how to turn the audio down or there.
Hold on, hold on. I don't know which one he is.
Are you just going to go try and kill him?
Oh, no, it's just... I was going to see if we could mute him somehow, but I don't know how to... No, bugger it. Oh, hold on. I know how to get
out
of this.
Are you in a group or something? Is that why
I've got an idea.
Having never played Grand Theft Auto online.
I'll go snap us into a party so we don't hear random people.
Ah, that's a good idea. Yes. Okay. So Chase is going to fix that. We're just going to carry on with the show as if it never happened.
Yeah.
Push on.
Standard policy, really. So, Paul... News.
So, yeah, Ewan is suggesting that it's not actually an Xbox, it's a poltergeist.
It could be.
Which is possible. It's always possible.
Fire engine. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, so Chase has found himself a fire engine. There we go. So we can have some fun with that. So the Telltale PR chief, Job J. Strouffer, said a panel at South by Southwest that says is not necessarily something you can expect to see super, super soon. But I think you can maybe perhaps expect to see The Walking Dead again sooner. So apparently as well, the Walking Dead comic publisher Skybound said on Twitter that Telltale had more to reveal very soon last week. Chiz, you wanted to talk about the Steam VR HTC Vive.
Yeah, it's another headset that's, VR headset. It's another one to join what we've got there, Rift. We've got Project Morpheus, which Morpheus is sounding much better as well. The hands-on demo that a lot of journalists have had, it sounds fantastic. And although the Vive sounds like probably the most advanced of a lot of them, because you can actually, although it sounds like you need quite a bit of equipment, it's probably the most expensive and you probably need a hefty PC to run it. But you also come with, basically in essence, so it's like Move controllers, but it also sees you within a 3D space.
Okay.
So you can kind of wander around your room, although you probably might like clear your furniture first. the feedback that came for that sounded really, really impressive.
Which manufacturer is that again?
What
manufacturer is that?
It's Valve and HTC working together.
Aren't they the ones who kind of went, Metal Gear Solid? Oh, no, actually, nothing to do with Metal Gear Solid.
At
the beginning, it was announced by their head of communications that they were doing it hand in hand with.
Half-Life. Yeah.
And that turned out to be an embarrassing fallacy.
Yeah, I think it's something that they'd like to do. I think, but they're not working it. Yeah.
Oh, gap. Stunt jump. 49 left.
I've just found out how to reduce the sound on the game.
All right, so we've been playing it
really
full.
Really not affecting people on motorbike.
There we go.
The sound in the game has just gone a little bit better, but please let us know. Sorry, this is very much a work in progress. We're trying a new idea here, as we said at the beginning of the show.
Chase them
down. And just let us know if... So we just heard from Russell, who's just told us that the sound volume was too much, so we're just fixing that right now. So that appears to have been fixed.
Turn the radio off as well.
That's a good idea. Enjoying actually.
Clearly, two people really hate motorcyclists there.
Have you managed to find this kid that was screaming at you before?
No, I've muted him. I have no idea who he is. Let's see if we can befriend someone. Oh, hello. Would you be a friend? What is your name? TGB Magpie. Oh, yeah, he sounds friendly. Okay. I'll let you ride my red truck.
It's fine, as long as he's not 12
like the last one.
I don't like it.
So Russell's asking you to switch the radio off, but it's because the stream is a couple of minutes back, so...
God's sake, Russell, you're such a bitch.
He is, isn't he? He's off.
Have you found
he's
him?
Off.
Where he's is off. He? Oh, he's yeah. away. Oh, he's running away from you.
I'm cooked.
So, was there anything particular about the Vive that made you think that? Because you're the only one out of us that's trying to look
the Vive. To be honest, the Vive sounds like it's going to be a premium thing. It'll probably be quite expensive if it comes out and you'll need it.
Don't hang up. This is Brucey Kaputz.
I've hung up. The Vive sounds like it's going to be quite pricey, Mike, and they've actually actively said that they're not looking. It's going to be a premium thing, so it sounds like only people with tons of cash are going to be able to get use it and have it anyway, and have a hefty PC to actually run it. Because they reckon,
rubbish.
Sorry, I'll reverse. Go to the right hand side. That side. Because they reckon to get VR working has to be at least 60 frames per second, and the PS4, I think the PS4 is going to have a few restrictions on what sort of games you can do and whatnot, but that'll probably be the most limited, but still be pretty cool. And then the Oculus Rift, they reckon has to be like 70 frames per second to get the most out of that, and I'm sure HTC and Valve have said the Vive has to be at least like 80 or 90 frames per second.
Wow.
And to get that, a game like, for example, a visual quality, say, of The Witcher 3, you're going to need probably the best graphics card in the market, and even then, probably two of them just to run it at that sort of frame rate, and with all the bells and whistles turned on. So you've got to, a lot of people have to turn your graphics right down.
Yeah.
But, so it's going to be, it's very much going to be a rich man's play toy.
It's supposed to come out later this year as well, along with
enjoy 5-finger discounts from shops.
The Oculus.
Oh no, it's not the same guy. Exotic Craze.
Run him off.
Car wash. There you go. Enjoy your car wash.
Run him off the roof.
Run him off the roof. We want to make friends with them.
Run him off.
Oh, you've just hit the wall.
No, you're never going to catch him.
I will.
No, he's far nippier.
It's all right. He's in a sports car, but I'm in a fire truck.
Wait, so this is supposed to actually come out. This Vive is supposed to.
Boom, boom.
They say if I turn this way, I get a boost.
It's supposed to come out about the same time as the steam machine.
That's a thing.
What?
One of the original Grand Theft Autos, that was the thing.
Oh, the tank. If you shut the tank.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul, what was your
I was
question?
Saying that it's coming at the same time as the steam machines. Supposedly.
It's basically it'd been rumoured they'd been working on something for just a few months, and then they showed it off, and then they've come out and said it's coming out later this year, which is that's quick.
Yeah. So do you think that they're going to release one of these steam machines? It's going to be they have to release one of these steam machines. It's going to be.
Is anyone going to buy a steam? The thing is,
but if it comes,
it's none of the
so
steam machines.
It's a package, though.
No, I don't think they'll even do that because none of the steam machines are going to be able to run this thing. It's unless
that's
it's like
point.
A
surely
ultra
they're going to bring one out that
maybe
that runs it.
Be a
and
crazy
buy
money
a package, yeah.
Maybe
money.
Yeah.
We sat and worked out on the steam machines,
to be honest,
and they're already pretty over.
This is amazing. You were just driving down a multi-story car park.
Yeah,
did you know that someone fun had driven off the roof or something?
No, he was chasing that man. He insisted that he was going to catch him. didn't though, did you, Chase?
No.
Oh, we're off again. Oh, there we go. You're driving in the way of everybody.
So. Yeah, steam machines are already pretty pricey, so the price of one with that kind of capabilities, that's going to be obscene.
Oh, it is. It is, definitely.
So, interesting, but no.
It certainly, everything that I've read from all the journalists and things like that, they've had a go of it, it's they feel that it's better, it's more immersive. They kind of described the Oculus Rift as they were aware that they were playing a game, whereas they described the Vive as more being like you're remembering an experience that you've had.
Yeah.
Which, it sounds interesting.
I've still got very much my eye on getting probably the Rift at some point once it's commercial of it actually out proper, instead of the dev kits they've got out at the moment.
Once it's cheap as that.
Yeah, and they've ironed out all the bugs and whatnot. That'll probably be the most affordable one and still work pretty well with a modest PC, I think.
I'll do what I normally do, wait until it's out of date and then get it.
Yeah, and the Project Morpheus, after the latest thing, I'm more keen on have a look at that, and if there's some cool ideas with that, I'll probably.
Well, certainly, Project Morpheus is going to just work
on the
with
price
the PlayStation
point as well.
Well,
that will only work with PS4.
Yeah, but the nice thing about that is it will work with the PS4.
Yeah, although, and if you've got the Move controllers, they'll come in handy. It sounds like the Move controllers will be really effective with that as well.
Okay.
Because.
Cool.
actually reach out in 3D space with them as well.
Yeah, nice. Did either of you hear the big announcements from Nintendo last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we put one on the Facebook page.
What did you do? It's not a laughing matter, Paul. I mean it with all my heart and soul.
You mean
soul.
The NX?
What? No, I thought you were on about that. Is that not the...
Yeah,
the
I
bringing
know, I was,
it to,
yeah, I was yeah. just I'm being annoying. Sorry, just in the last point, you point. Just asked about the heat generation of a machine that could do 90 frames per second.
Really?
That would be something to consider. The heat generation. You could probably cook an egg or something. You know?
Yep.
Be economic with that. But yeah, it's definitely something to take into account. You're going to need some serious amount of cooling on that. As well. Oh, that was a nice landing, Chiz. Yep. Well done.
Oh,
and you've fallen out.
Oh, something happened there. I don't
can
know.
Can I fly the plane?
There should be a plane.
I've only driven a car twice in this game. Can I fly a plane?
I'll find you one.
There's one in that.
The big ones.
No, you can't fly.
You can't fly a big one.
You can't fly them.
You can get in, but then it explodes almost instantly.
No, you can't get in. Like it's weirdly, it's the bigger ones of them you can fly, but you can't fly those ones. It's bizarre.
But you can get in them.
No.
Why can't
you? Definitely used to be.
No, not them.
Maybe not online.
No, it's like the ones parked there for a reason you can't get in, but the larger ones you see on the runway you can.
Okay.
But there's sometimes a plane in here. We'll do a random...
Oh, you're just skating to a halt there.
Yeah. Oh, pretty shocking.
No,
says the man who's going to do really badly.
So
fly a helicopter?
No, I don't fancy a helicopter.
I'll find you a plane. Let's go. I'll go Trevor's Airfield.
Helicopter strikes me as more confusing. So mobile games.
Okay, we'll talk about that
Nintendo.
First.
I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about the NX. But
talk about the NX.
No,
then,
no, it's okay. So Nintendo announced last week that they've partnered with Japanese mobile giant DeNA. Controlled by players. Yeah, oh, that's true, actually, yeah.
You actually have to tell people what... You can't just go, oh, that's true.
So there's a jumbo, apparently, that is controlled by players in the Gamer Show titles. Well, there you go. So in the Gamer Show opening theme, that you show picture thing that you'll have just seen. Emu, that's Steven.
Yep, Steve's joined us.
So he can join the game. So there is a jumbo that's controlled by players there, and it gets shot down by the F-16. That's very true.
There is a
big ones,
it's a larger ones. The one, the small, kind of like the half size ones, you can't get in, but the proper size jumbos you can.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a really shoddy plane. Is there a really shoddy plane?
I'll see if I can find you one.
That'd be great.
So is Steve in this game? Or is
says he was in there. No, he's not in the chat. He's joined this session. He's in with us. Once I find a plane, I will...
Yeah, we probably don't want him over chat.
No, we don't want
probably
him.
Be confusing.
What'll be really funny is if he's trying to watch this at the same time as playing, because there'll be about a 5-minute delay as well. So they've partnered up with Japanese mobile giant DeNA to basically provide back-end services and server knowledge, and there's also an exchange. I think DeNA now own a small portion of Nintendo and vice versa. And they're going to be creating mobile games, but they're not going to be porting current mobile games, which I have to say, on first hearing that, I was a little disappointed with. I've always said that I quite fancy being able to play Mario 3
or Zelda,
or Zelda or something like that.
Right, so they're just
Jurassic
making
Park from the SNES
or
something.
It's just new IPs or it's new games they're putting on it.
So it's new games, but it's using their myriad of franchises, supposedly.
Don't go over the prison.
I think this is probably a similar idea like Hearthstone. Blizzard released Hearthstone. So instead of releasing like a mobile version of one of their franchises, they created the Hearthstone. So I think it's likely they'll probably try something like that, but you just never know.
There you go.
They basically... there you go. Ewan is saying Chiz drawing on his experiences from Vietnam whilst flying that chopper.
As I was thinking, it was an apocalypse now. I was going through the trees there. I was getting flashbacks, nearly f***ed myself.
So we've now got Sam. Sam in the pilot seat, so
no,
you can see
no,
that
no,
this is
no,
working well
no,
so far.
No.
Oh, of course, we have to do the. We have to invert the controllers for the two of these guys.
No, I have to put it in normal.
Press it again.
For normal people.
Press it again. There you go.
Third person. No, what am I doing there? Off.
Yep. And be all the way back.
Oh, that's exciting.
I don't want first person on in.
Well, you can change it when you're in there, it doesn't matter. Okay. Just press like what used to be the select button.
I don't
button.
Know!
Jesus Christ.
Alright, which way is the. Is that?
Gamer Show, we've got somebody who's never played a game in his life.
Not played this game.
Left bumper to turn it.
I didn't know!
Right, reverse, left trigger. Hold in left trigger, bring it back, and use the bumper as your rudder to change it on the ground.
Right. Why are you laughing? I've never done this.
All right, now. Get a good speed up and pull back, pull back, pull back. You got it? That's it.
All right.
Pull back the left stick. Then if you click in the left stick, you'll put your wheels away.
Ooh.
There you go.
So basically just close off that story. They're not going to do any ports of games. They're going to bring in new experiences.
If you press Y, you can shoot your gun.
After all that.
Well, that was a wanky thing to do.
And you got a tongue.
Just in the middle of the show.
Yep.
It was that exciting, ladies and gentlemen. So Cheers ruined my little trip.
By pushing Y.
Yeah, by making me push Y. Come on.
Did you? Oh, we're off. So, yeah, apparently we're going to see something later on this year from Nintendo around that. So that should be interesting. Although I got a funny feeling that all they're going to do is just bring out... they're probably going to be quite gentle to begin with, I would imagine. So they probably are going to bring out something like, the Zoom Zoom, the Disney stacking toys game, or Hearthstone or something like that. They're unlikely to bring out something earth-shattering to begin with. Maybe a little toe in the water or something, but I don't know. We'll see what happens there. They also, as part of that press conference...
Screw you, copper. You'll never catch me alive. She?
Oh, dear. So were you actually wanting to dive out of that plane, or did Chiz just...
I was wanting to fly the plane, and Chiz went... It'd be really funny if he did this. I'll make him do that.
And Sam is nicked here, I think.
Back what you were saying about the Nintendo.
Run!
I was going to say, if there's one company...
Run away!
If there's one company that can make...
Another copper, damn it!
That can actually make mobile games good, it's Nintendo.
Rubbish car!
See, while you were gone there, I was just kind of saying, do you think they're going to jump straight in and try and do something awesome? Or will they kind of open up with like a Zoom Zoom or a Hearthstone?
It's Nintendo, hopefully not.
Quick!
Balls to that crap. But hopefully Nintendo will actually do something good compared, because there's not been a single sort of tablet or mobile game I've particularly enjoyed. And as I said, there is one company who can make that sort of platform enjoyable to play games on. It's Nintendo.
It's me. Yeah. So the chat room's just saying that that Sam, your takeoff there was reminiscent of the plane in 2012.
What?
I've not seen that 2012. Film. I just assumed it was bad, so I avoided that.
What is that?
Let's find Steve. Where's Steve?
Let's go and see if we can find somebody else to play with. As it were.
Right, what's the next news, Paul?
It's not like you guys to be pushing the show on. So the next thing is the
you looked at that truck, you couldn't hit the brakes. Here comes... No, wait.
Steve's coming down the corridor.
He's an insurgent. He's got a gun on the back that you can randomly shoot people from the gun if you get on his insurgent.
So, mate, man.
Right.
I thought an army truck would be a healthy thing to get away from the police with.
He's behind you. Steve's back that way.
Right. Well, handbrake's not great on this, so I'll try it. There we go.
There he is. He's coming down that road. You'll see him.
Oh, that's good.
There he is. Armor truck. Jump in the back of that with Steve.
They killed me. Oh, they killed me.
Just when Steve arrived. Nice.
Oh, man.
That's nice. they also announced NX, or they certainly hinted at the NX. They definitely said it was codenamed NX, certainly, to be unveiled in 2016. Now, this certainly...
What a wanker.
If you press and hold Y, You should climb in the back and man the big gun. Press and hold Y.
I'm holding.
Ah, there you go.
Because you're pushing directionals at the time. There you go.
Oh, here we're off now.
Right.
Off and going.
That should eventually blow up. There you go.
I highly dislike that.
Now find random players.
So, Sab, the chat room has just said that they quoted you, an army truck would be good for escaping the police. Yes, Sab.
Well, it would, but someone told me to get out and... Right, copper. Babyface Whiteley on the case.
Oh, and he explodes. So no official details yet, but it was basically... I don't believe that this is the machine that they referred to in previous press conferences that was the health machine. This definitely... From all that we can tell, this is a new gaming machine that's going to replace the Wii U. The NX.
All right, is this... they've actually got a console thing.
It wasn't... No, they didn't actually say that, but they talked about the NX.
Die, copper, die!
Everything that I've seen... so I was reading an article on Wired, and it was based on interviews, investor calls, press conferences, and keynotes. And they've come up with the idea that it could, similar to the Wii U, it could be used as a portable device and a home gaming machine. The whole Wii U concept will be part of Nintendo's future, but the idea of 3DS might not be, which I thought was interesting, given that 3DS is pretty much one of their biggest money spinners just now.
Yeah, brought it down.
And for getting rid of that seems a little bit odd to me.
Yeah.
And it's also likely the NX is a suite of devices, not a single one. Because Satoru Iwata, the CEO of Nintendo, has often praised kind of the things like Apple and Android do, whereby they have one platform and one architecture, and then they spread that out and are able to sell multiple devices and replace it every year. So it could be interesting to see what they come out with that. But as I say, absolutely no information yet, apart from it's a device codenamed NX, and it seems to certainly be... based on one of the quotes, which was, quote, proof that Nintendo maintains strong enthusiasm for dedicated game system business.
Yeah. Well, going out how the Wii U's kind of went, it doesn't really surprise me they're already working on something else right now. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how much those rumours turn out to be true. But it probably won't be far off it.
The chat room's asking if... we're one saying this chase is awesome. And also, is Sam Thelma or Louise? And which one is Steve?
I'm Babyface McGee.
Babyface McGee, good. And so that makes Steve, Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what he's always wanted to be.
You know what would be actually quite nice is if we could actually get Steve's view in this as well. I don't know how we'd even think to get that.
If Steve, if you're there, if you join the Paul's, his gamertag, if you join the party chat, we'll hear Steve through the game.
No, I meant like as in his screen.
All right, I don't... No, yeah, we won't be able to see that.
No, that would be cool if we could be able to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the NX later in 2016. I'm assuming that'll be a E3, or, well, not that Nintendo goes to E3 anymore, but they normally have press conferences.
Die, copper!
But that'll be E3 2016, I would expect. Have you got unlimited ammo in that thing?
Yeah.
Seem to have.
And it's like, this truck can take 3 direct hits from a Rhino tank before it blows up as well. It's hard as nails. So, yeah.
So is this something that Steve's actually bought?
Yeah. Right. You unlock it. Its only weakness is if you roll it, you fall out of it. What a crackling. Need to stop screaming.
Yeah. Oh, we're off again. Right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm just going to read you something that while looking at a review for Dying Light, I was in the comment section and read something that just amused me. So just a bit of randomness. Grey Area 78 said, "Boring. How could anyone argue that Dying Light's its characters are memorable is beyond me. The Last of Us, it ain't."
Well.
Then sweet Mr. Gibbs replied to him saying, "I disagree. Zombie lading lurking near car and tunnel will always have a special place in my heart.
He ran me over again.
Our love bridged many gaps, have transcended many moral codes."
Very good. Gotta love a comment section.
I want one of those rubbish little dune bug things.
What happened to the... Has it been blown up?
No, he just drove off without me.
I think he's lost it. He doesn't appear to be in it anymore.
Wait, so where are you going? Is nobody chasing you? Or was it Steve that all the police were after? And you were just getting...
Someone else took it then. Someone else nabbed it.
Oh, we're both in a helicopter now. Oh, no. Here we go. Steve's changed his outfit since the last time I played this with him.
Am I driving?
Not Seavers.
Thank God.
Oh, no. You're dry.
Oh, no!
You've kicked him out. Is Steve getting in? What's he doing?
No.
Oh, there we are. He's in. He's in.
He's in. Right, there we go. So is there a gun on this helicopter?
No, no.
Okay, fine. That'll be interesting. So, so the final thing we just wanted to talk about before we got the sponsors was there's been announced is a fantastic new game that I am really excited about.
What's that?
Sam, don't do anything funny just now. I'm just going to play a video.
He's not been doing anything for a while.
I haven't done anything funny.
So ever. This is a new game that has recently been announced that I'm quite excited about.
What's that?
I knew we were going to talk this, and I went, oh,
I know. So it's another Lego game. It is Lego Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah.
I quite like the Lego games. They're kind of easy.
It's not just the new film. It's got all the Jurassic Parks, is it? Yeah.
So from what I can tell...
hopefully shouldn't be any more Lego Jurassic Park after this one.
Yeah, it should be all four. Because all the clips, actually, are based on...
Through the Wind Farm.
The first movie. Oh, right, so we're going to have to nip back just for a second, see Sam in the Wind Farm. See him getting...
If you can,
wow, that's impressive, Sam.
I'm sure you can hear Steve and Gala screaming right now.
Go on, turn, you mother.
Use the bumper button.
I am doing.
And, there you go.
It's right, slow.
No, that was close. Oh, jeez.
Let's go right through that one. Right through there. Through that gap.
Right, okay.
Oh yeah, that is impressive.
Oh yeah, he's like an actual magic Paul Daniels.
Oh yes,
come on. Come on, you mothers. Under the bridge.
Under the bridge now.
Under the bridge, right.
I'm going to go under the
turn
bridge.
Turn around really slowly. Turn around.
Oh, dear. I would love to hear Steve's voice.
Yeah! Where is it? I can't see it now. Oh, it's down there.
Down there.
Right. Drop.
There goes the door.
Right.
That's a perfect landing.
I'm not landing, I was turning.
Oh, let's wait for a train and land on the train. There we go.
It's not quick enough.
Oh.
It's still going. How's this not blown up?
I don't understand.
There you go. Right, feather it. He's done it. I am actually stunned.
First time Grand Theft Auto, ladies and gentlemen. First time.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the Jurassic
right,
World.
Right. Find a train.
But you know,
I'm sorry.
Just while you try to find a train.
Do it.
So this is all the clips and stuff are all from the first Jurassic Park, despite it being called Jurassic World. So I'm assuming that there's going to be more clips coming out, unless this is just part one of, in the same way that they released Harry Potter, but they actually released it as the first three films and then the last, or the first four films and the last. But all the clips in this are all from... the first one. Anyway, I'm a big Jurassic Park fan, so I'm really excited about this. So.
Yes, am I?
Have you got much hope for the new one? From the trailer, I think it's going to be terrible.
Richard
Attenborough's not in it, which is a bit of a downer.
Well, you know, you'd need a torchlight and a couple of shovels for to get him in it.
I thought they might have brought him back, actually.
It was sort of a Weekend at Bernie style Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, your helicopter's going... Oh! Yeah.
The star of Jurassic World is just a voodoo man bringing them back to life.
Oh, dear. Cool. This podcast and all the others on this fine network are brought to you by the fantastic people that are UK2. They provide all of our services, all our bandwidth. All of our services around our bandwidth and everything like that.
Right.
They're absolutely superb. If you head over to BritishTownNetwork.com and click on the support us link up in either the footer or in the top right hand corner, and then you'll be able to get to all of our voucher codes and things like that to get some fantastic deals on UK2 services.
Yeah.
They're also about to start sponsoring our streaming. I just got an email this afternoon to confirm that the server is up and running, so I can now go on and try and break it and then try and install some software that allows us to do our own streaming, which will be incredible. So hopefully we'll get that up and running in the next couple of weeks as well, if I can get some time. But head on over to UK2 and see all the things that they can offer you in terms of your web hosting. Domain names and all that kind of cool stuff. They're really, really awesome. The other thing I mentioned is Patreon. Head on over to patreon.com, search for British Tech Network, or also there's a link to our Patreon page on our support us section on the website. Head on over, give us what you can. If you can't give us anything, there's lots of other ways on that support us page to be able to support the network, such as iTunes reviews and just lending a hand, doing one of our surveys to try and understand what our customers are.
Pay some flumps.
But if you can... flumps would be good. Flumps or Haribo.
Sam's staple diet.
Flumps and Haribo.
I hate Haribo.
Oh, and the cream of some young guy. If you support us...
It's Flumps and Sunny D.
Hey, just because he's Asian doesn't mean his name is some young guy.
So if you can head on over there. A dollar is all we ask for at minimum. If you want to give us more, that is absolutely superb. My and we would love you for it. But thank you very much for that. So anyway, back to the ranch, and we have Sam and Chiz still in a helicopter. That helicopter is still surviving.
I could not get it through the railway tunnel.
No,
which was a bit depressing.
Have we killed and Steve? Steve doesn't appear to be in the helicopter anymore.
Yeah, he must have fallen out in one of those crashes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Knack is to him.
He isn't appearing on the map anymore.
I also...
He's maybe too far away to appear down the bottom left. He will still be in the game, I think.
Can't find
somewhere.
A train to land on. That's the challenge.
Yeah, or parachute onto one.
No, land.
Yeah, I've tried parachuting onto places before.
I've managed to land the helicopter in the train before.
So, Chiz, have you pretty much just been playing...
Where is the train now?
I think it was that way. I don't know. It kind of goes around the whole island. If you click, hit start and go to your map, you'll see the train line. No, what are you saying, Paul? Sorry.
So Russell in the chat room is just saying, providing a mosquito bit him, could he not be brought back? I don't really know what that's in reference to.
To Jurassic Park. It was Richard Attenborough.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very good, Russell. Very good. Yeah, provided a mosquito bit.
Russell, you're a loser. Just so you
there's
know.
There's a bridge going to that. Or is that it's a dam? Just maybe not under the dam.
Oh, well. Straight into the dam, then.
Yep. You were saying, Paul, anyway.
Yeah, sorry. So have you just pretty much been playing this recently? The
past week, yeah, just the heists and this. Me and Steve are only one. Me and Steve are the ones that have known have successfully completed all the heists. But yeah,
I've not even played a single.
Yeah,
game.
No, like,
just because they've been so hard to get.
It's Russell and Cameron.
I landed exactly where I wanted to.
It's Russell and Cameron.
I don't
Cameron.
Know how to actually launch.
I've joined us for a few guys. I think they've. I think Russell's done most of them as well. But I've done all mine as the heist leader. So I've unlocked him now, and I'm just. It'll be other people's go to be heist leader, and we'll complete them for that. But yeah, I've really enjoyed the heist. It's been good fun. Probably the fourth heist out of the five was probably the weakest. It was probably the least heisty.
And there is only five that they've released.
Yeah. The first heist is pretty much. where's the ignore button about? The first heist is pretty much like a learning heist. It's only two players, while the other four heists you have to have four.
Right, okay.
And the first heist is all like three set missions, and then you've got the final heist, while the rest of them are usually four to five set missions.
Okay.
And as you go, they generally get harder. As I like, it was definitely heist five was the hardest.
Okay.
But yeah, it's good. Highly recommend it if you've got Grand Theft Auto 5 and got the online, but. Oh, he's set me on fire with flare.
That's a bit rude.
There you go.
What's he driving there? Like a race car.
Yeah. Oh.
Punches like a girl, Chiz. Get him.
Oh.
Do you know
that? Heels got me.
Yeah. They're still out.
What weapons has Paul got?
Probably not very many. I don't really.
Uzi. I can destroy his car without any fear of my bank account.
Pay for other people's cars.
Yeah, can he stop you from purposely destroying? Whoop.
Despite the fact I still do, though.
Oh, he fell back in his car.
Perfectly. Get out.
Is this a war going car, Steve?
Drive it.
Oh, dear. So have you been playing it? What else have you been playing? I mean, you must have been playing a lot of other stuff since
we played a bit. Well, the three of us have played quite a bit of Evolve, have we not?
Yeah, I've been quite enjoying Evolve, actually.
And that, when it works properly, although the balancing is totally off at the moment, the AI monster is just insanely difficult.
Well, it's hard. Like it seems to be if there's one or two of you, it's quite easy to take down because it seems to scale it back. But if there's actually three or four human players against it, it becomes hard as nails.
Yeah, I think there's a presumption of skill there. Which
the game cruelly forgets I'm teamed up with you two.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually been in a winning side.
At least Bede sounds competent.
Yeah, he's got that sort of air of Britishness about him. Yeah, so it's a bit of evolve. I picked up Destiny, which I'm really quite enjoying, actually. I know I'm a little bit late to that game because Destiny's been out for quite a while.
Have you been playing it on your own as well?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm semi tempted by Destiny, but B told me I'd probably hate it. So
I'm quite enjoying it, I have to say. Oh dear. Probably has better weapons than us.
Oh, yeah. He's like a level 150 or something. Right.
What? I'm like, what, a level 12 or something like
Let's
that?
Let's find a vehicle and get out of here.
So what's that red vehicle? I've not seen that before.
Let's have a look. I think it's something we need to destroy. Target vehicle. Oh, there it is.
So, Sam, you also mentioned you've been playing Defiance as well.
I have. So do you remember a long time ago we were discussing a game that tied in with a TV series done by Sci-Fi?
Yes.
Well,
I don't at all.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I think you put it in the notes. Okay. It was quite an interesting idea, and they launched the series and the game at the same time, and they were basing, when it first came out, they were basing, I believe, some of the decisions that you make in the game on how the game kind of plays. What are you doing?
There's a helicopter just appeared behind them. Who's in the helicopter?
I don't know. I don't know, doing a funny laugh. Just bye.
That just landed just behind you.
Yeah, Steve had called it in, then he was going to hijack it, but the pilot killed him.
The pilot killed him.
Yeah,
nice. So it tied in with the game, and some of the initial choices that the majority of people made in the game affected how the series ran. Apparently,
right? Okay.
So it was really interesting. I watched the series, and I watched the first. What chunk? What is the word I'm trying to use?
Episode?
No, like the whole first Flange. Series of the
season.
Yeah, the first season. Season is the
flange.
Word. I watched the first Flange, and I actually really enjoyed the TV series. And then I remembered, it's tied in with the game, so I tried the game. It's an MMO. It's online. It's a third-person shooter. I actually really quite enjoy it.
Right. Okay.
I thought it'd be awful. It's free to play, I'm just kind of razzing around on a little quad bike, shooting people, and enjoying the story. It's not hugely in depth, but the mission's quite fun and worth playing.
Cool.
So there you go.
So I'm going back to you, Paul, saying you were playing Destiny. I'm quite surprised you've enjoyed that playing your own, because I found the game pretty dull playing my own, although when I was teamed up with two other people, it was much more interesting.
I heard the story was pretty dull.
The story's garbage.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the actual the mechanic
the
of moving about planets and things like that. I mean, I've only played it for a few hours or something like that, but unfortunately, because I'm late to the game, I don't actually know. Yeah, I know. I don't actually know anybody else that's playing it just now. There is despite saying that, there is actually a British Tech Network clan started. So if you just search for the British Tech Network clan, I think it is on the Destiny Bungie website, Batwench. So there's a few folk from the British Tech Network are all playing Destiny on this.
So
go along and join that. Go along and join that.
No, unfortunately, it's no horse.
That is rubbish.
I've never actually seen the race course before. Well, I've seen it from the sky, but
no
I've never
point.
Actually
can't
been
get,
on
what's
it.
That blue circle?
Yeah, it's like a race.
To get a horse.
It's a road race, like a
to get a horse.
Race.
No.
No.
Oh, I hate it.
Is that a hippo? That's a stone.
Find a hippo. Would you not pay for a bit of DLC that gave you the ability to ride a hippo or something? Just stomping around town on your hippo.
Piss off, Martin. God's sake.
At least it's not whatever that other bloke was called. He'd phone constantly.
Brucey, eventually answered it and he stopped calling. But all they said, don't hang up and hang up.
I mean, you guys played Alto's Adventure. It's an iOS game. It was recommended by Bede, so I thought I'd better just mention it, because Bede, it was a good recommendation.
No.
It's a simple kind of like Cannibalt type free runner type game, but you're on a snowboard and you've got to catch llamas. It's a beautiful game as well. Nice little music.
Bede's right into his snowboarding at the moment. No, I'm not joking. He is.
He's enjoying snowboarding.
Yeah, he's took lessons and.
I mean, Chiz took lessons. Yeah. And then Chiz something happened with his groin or something again, so we stopped doing it.
Was this snowboard? I bust my ankle.
Bust your ankle.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate for children, Chiz. Chiz. Chiz.
What? Chiz.
Okay, so I've also been playing Sniper Elite 3 as well.
She looked like your girl.
Quite enjoy Sniper Elite 3. I have to admit.
Just normal game mode or with the zombie bit?
Not the zombie bit, just normal game mode.
I heard the zombie bit's really good.
I didn't actually know it existed, so I probably would have played that had I known it existed. But the big thing that I know. So I only played the demo of Sniper Elite 2. Which was the one that you could download on Xbox.
Well, Russell's joining us.
Which is the one you could download on Xbox.
26? He's bloody dreaming.
Yeah. Number 26.
42, mate.
He's number Twix of the Rear Biggles clan.
Yes, indeed. And I don't remember. I mean, having only played the demo of 2 and 3 being... having played quite a bit of 3... It was a cool game and I enjoyed it, but I didn't see what the what advances they'd made. I mean, obviously it was on the Xbox One instead of the 360, so the graphics were slightly better and things like that. But
we appear to be doing a heist.
Oh, nice.
We're doing that actual first heist, no setups, straight in.
Okay, straight in.
This guy has no idea the person he's just invited in, but anyway.
That's my flat. Why are they in my flat?
All the flats look the same. Yeah.
But that's my flat.
All the flats look the same.
No, that's my flat.
You recognise the stains in the wall, do you?
Yes, I do.
And also, that guy's been putting loads of stains on the wall.
But he lives in my flat. He cleans and stuff. Okay, so we're going to have to pad while this happens. Actually, it's quite good this is happening just at the end. So we're going to close up the show after we do. We're going to do this heist first, so you can actually see this heist. We're probably just going to. We're not going to talk about any more news. There's nothing else really to talk about. So if you kind of want to jump off now, we will just be doing some awkward commentary over and above this heist. Now that we finally got into one.
Yeah.
So
basically, at the end of this one, I'll get the choice of, well, this heist leader, which is this other dude, he'll choose who the driver is and who the driller is.
The driller?
Yeah.
Wow, it's that kind of heist.
Yep. So we find a prostitute and.
Driver?
Yeah.
While someone drills the car?
Yep. Basically, yeah, I don't know, but I'll presume he'll be the driver and I'll be the driller, and on the way over I have to crack the vault with a little mini game thing, so the vault's open by the time we get there.
Just putting out that he looks quite professional, whereas you look like a dirty bearded tranny.
That's the look I was going for, thank
and it's,
you.
It's not a thing against trannies. I'm down with the trannies. They're fine.
Paul likes Paul to portray like his avatars tranny. Like he is in real life. He wants to emit. He wants to live in the virtual world, so he always does an accurate job of it.
I do. I like it.
That guy.
So you can't see in the camera, but he is literally wearing leopard skin tight pants right now. Right, how much is he going to give me? Is he going to be a stingy git and give me nothing?
His leopard skin so pants far. Look like the
I've went off fuzzy and I don't know why. Why have I went off fuzzy? That's weird. Why is that? Ooh, I don't know what that is. Oh, that's better. I don't know what I did there. Yeah, did that.
Fuzz on. Just shoving my ass in Jesus' face.
Yeah.
Well, doing this.
I've seen the amount of hair coming out the top of them. You've been braiding it.
Thug.
Yeah.
That's better. I don't.
What does clean player mean?
He wipes up after he's done.
Okay.
That makes complete sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So you're literally a driller, so you have a drill.
Yeah.
The other guy's the driver.
Yeah.
You have to drive from location one to location two, presumably. Enter the bank, drill, get money out, and leave, I guess.
Yeah. The driver, he has to control the crowd or take out the cameras with a driller. Oh, no, apparently he's making me the...
You're the driver.
Yeah, he's making me the driver.
And you're still only getting 40%?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, no, he's fronted the money, so it makes sense he'd get a bigger cut. Whoever's a heist leader usually gets a bigger cut, because during the set missions, a heist leader doesn't make any money, but everyone else does.
Right.
And you have to front like 40 to 100 grand per heist or something like that. So.
Wow, didn't know any of this.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's fronted money to get this, so he deserves a little bit extra. Well, it's actually cost him 11 and a half grand. So he can maybe give me a little bit more, but...
Well, he's only taking 60% to 40%, I suppose.
Yeah, we're both ready. Hit continue. Come on.
Build this city on rock and roll.
I can't hear that. Can you hear that?
I can.
Yep.
Oh, okay, they're coming out there to speak.
Oh, no, he's changing it again. He doesn't know if he wants to be driller or... No, he's what he wants to be... Yep. Driller, driver, what are you going to be?
Oh, come on.
Look, I'm bored.
Unassigned now. He's obviously...
He's just tagging along. He's taking 60% and he's just tagging along.
Oh, no, he wants to be driver. Oh, no, he's back to driller.
I can't change it, so it's like he has to change it.
I don't think he knows how to.
Yeah.
Can you just start...
If he wants to be driver, he needs to change me to driller. That's all he has to do. I have no control over that. I'm just like, go or not go. Yep, here we go. He's launched it now, I think, by the looks of it. Oh, my God.
Okay, so is this you just choosing your outfits now? That's good.
Rock and roll. Build this city. Rock and roll.
Come on. There we go, we're off there. Right, okay, cool. Ready to go. Meantime, did you know what some games with gold this month?
No, Rayman.
Tell me. Yeah, Rayman's free.
Rayman's free.
Yeah, got it.
Also, Bioshock Infinite seems to be quite cheapness as well.
Yeah.
It's on a deal just now. And PlayStation Plus games. You got Oddworld for the PS4. New and tasty.
Oh, I'd like go for Oddworld.
Yeah. Valiant Hearts, The Great War, is also available free. Crimes and Punishments, Sherlock Holmes. I've never heard of that one. Papo
just
and
be
Yo.
Some mystery thing.
Papo and Yo, full game. And Oli 2 is all available on PlayStation Plus.
Are those people going to steal your
So are you driving
swag?
Just now, Chiz?
Hmm?
You're driving just now.
Yeah, well, we're going to the
That's
pickup car.
That's my car.
Yeah, no, we're going to the pickup car, which we stole in a prior setup. It's like an armoured sort of like boy racer car-ish thing.
So you're just driving my car there to begin with?
Yep. Oh, God's sake, you're on the wrong side of the road, AI guy. God's sake. Yeah, so that's where we're heading right now.
Okay.
I so, mostly
I have to pick this up and then travel all
the
way back.
I actually find it easier to dodge traffic, oncoming traffic in Grand Theft Auto.
I just do it out of principle. I want them to do a Grand Theft Auto London again.
Yeah, that was
like
good.
New.
Although it wouldn't be London, it would be like obviously you would call it a fictitious
Nod lol.
Yeah. Noddy Land.
Lodnon.
Is this a long heist?
No, it shouldn't take too long. Although, I don't know how this guy...
Does it matter? Are we still recording? I thought you cut us off.
No, we're still...
This other guy's currently doing... Well, it all depends how good this guy is at doing the game he's currently doing on his phone to hack the vault, which he has to do on the way. If he's crap at it, I might have to park outside the bank and wait for him.
All right, okay, good.
But I'll find out how far along he is when I get to the bank.
So I can rob a bank with my phone?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah.
Obviously, this mirrors real life.
Well, yeah, it's more accurate in real life.
It's more accurate?
Yeah, because on Xbox Live, I actually like Sam. And
what?
There's less of an odour.
So how is it more accurate, then? That you've just... ruined your own statement there.
No. I like the idea of liking you, but in real life it just doesn't happen.
You like the idea of liking me.
So maybe not like,
right?
Kind of put up with your presence.
Well, you do that. Know. You're here now. Mm. That's happening.
I have to breathe at my mouth the whole time. It's really annoying.
I thought you were just desperate for sucking.
Oh, come on. I've got to bleep that.
I thought we'd stopped. I thought we were just on to...
You just asked me if we were stopped.
But you said before that we've stopped and we're just on to...
No, we've stopped the show. There's, like, no other news or anything like that we're going to talk about.
Oh, right.
We've covered all that kind of stuff. But we talked during the show saying we were going to do a heist. So now that we got in, I couldn't stop the show just at the end there.
All right.
You expressly asked if we were still going, and I said yes.
Yeah, but I lost interest after I asked the question.
So we should avoid phrases like gargle wee wee and things like that.
Wee wee, I like that one. Is that the bank?
Yeah.
That's a particularly poor looking bank.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of money from there.
Right, now we're waiting for this guy. Come on.
I'm going.
Hurry up, you. Adam, Adam, Adam. Hold on.
So if you just cap his ass,
oh,
then.
But why can't I do? Where's my fists about?
Well, it's of course it's not working. He's not using the phone. He's just looking at it. Is it oh, by osmosis?
There we go. Time to open the vault. Now he has to open the vault now.
Take out your phone.
take out your
take,
phone.
Take.
There oh, we go.
Here we go.
He's done it.
My God, that was easy. So what's he doing with the drill, then?
Why are you having to do all the work?
Why did you have to buy a drill?
He's played a bit of Angry Birds, and that's it. The one above you, Chiz.
Yeah. Oh, reload.
Why do you need a drill? There's no drilling.
No, that guy's doing the drill and he's getting into the safe deposit box.
Oh,
God's
right.
sake, you have to have everything explained to you, even the
yeah,
stupid stuff.
Who's that man?
What did that guy say when he said, who's that man?
Control the witnesses.
Control and chiz.
Look at my groin. Look at my groin. Intimidating with my groin.
Love game.
Shoot one of them in the leg.
Nah, I've a feeling they'll probably just bleed out or maybe a fail mission a bit.
That's what happens.
That's what happens.
You
yeah.
get death in your face.
What happens if you don't control the witnesses and instead you just dance in front of them? You are the most sinister bank robber ever.
Even you.
Why is taking this guy so long?
He's overheating the drill, cruelly.
Jazz hands.
Oh, that's him done. Right, back in the car. Right, okay, let's actually see something good happen.
Right, drive away with him. Just do it.
No, where's no. he going?
Jeez. Dennis Cummins! And your door. Whoop.
Oh, good move. Do you have to go far now?
No, not too far.
Can you not do a wanker thing out the window?
You can do the finger generally. Hey, take that. Never licked your legs anyway.
Eddie Toe. He'll take care of everything.
That actually worked better than smashing between
it
the
did.
Two.
There wasn't a gap. I've done it a few times. Sometimes there's not enough gaps. You just take and smash through here. I can't get through any other way, so aim for the gap.
Can you buy this armoured car in the game?
Yep. Once you've done this heist, it unlocks.
It's pretty funky.
There's quite
it
a lot.
It looks really cool.
There's a Harrier jump jet, but obviously you can't buy that until you've done the mission with it involved. but you can buy it once you've done this.
I find that unrealistic that I can't buy a Harrier jump jet. The man with a giant magnet. Magnet helicopter.
Here we go. Heist complete.
Realism.
Nice. Okay. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We're probably going to try and do this if this format works. Please let us know. Give us some feedback. Does this format work and you like the kind of playing a game and chatting about news?
Were we less dull?
Yeah, it was it more interesting?
Or were we far too distracted being assholes in Grand Theft Auto?
We'll try and play different games or something like that. We've got Assassin's Creed.
It'll probably be Grand Theft Auto every week.
We've got Thief to play as well. We've got Thief we can play as well. But so we're going to try this. Let us know if you like it. And we will see you again in 2 weeks.
To be fair, it probably beats seeing our faces.
That man looks like he's pooed himself.
Our faces, in your face.
Toodles.
Good night.
Love you.